This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's go to the White House first this morning. Get an update. Karen Travers is joining us live. President Trump starting negotiations to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. What is the latest?
The president says he's starting the negotiations. I mean, we'll see when they get underway in earnest. He had phone calls yesterday with President Putin of Russia and President Zelensky of Ukraine. But now the next steps are going to be where things get complicated. He says that he is going to have a team that will be leading negotiations on the U.S. side, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio. And also he will be meeting with Vladimir Putin himself. He said he'd like to do that either in the United States or in Russia. But he thinks their first sit down could be in Saudi Arabia in the near future. So we're waiting for details on that. But the president said yesterday, I think President Putin wants peace and President Zelensky wants peace. But it's not clear how now he would negotiate the end to this nearly three-year war. Remember, as a candidate, he said he would end it on day one. Now this is his first meaningful effort to do that. But he was asked yesterday if he would support Ukraine having to give up territory. He said, well, Zelensky's going to have to do what he has to do.
How big was that announcement yesterday? We heard from Pete Hegseth. It's not realistic to think Ukraine can regain all of their territory. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty significant shift.
Very significant and very blunt, saying that, you know, Ukraine and seeking their membership in Ukraine, in NATO is not realistic, and that they're thinking of being able to regain all their territory that Russia seized is also not realistic. He said, we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. So that was certainly something that made significant headlines in Europe, worrying NATO allies. But that seems to be the starting point from the United States perspective on what negotiations could look like.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers, live at the White House.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.